What is up? Welcome back to another Life in Air Show podcast episode. My name is Jason Wojo. I'm joined by Polish Peter, my co-host. Dude, today we're going to talk about the Life in Air Summit. We just had this recently. Had a lot of cool lessons that came out of this, a lot of great connection time, a lot of insights that our members got. We had about 200 plus people in Atlanta, Georgia. Dude, it was awesome, man.
Was the secret location in Buckhead, Atlanta, right?
It was cool, man. I enjoyed going down there, and like, it's really convenient to everything. Next year, we're going to be in Raleigh, I believe.
Why Raleigh?
I don't know, man. Random place.
Yeah, it's totally random. You know, maybe we should do it in Warsaw, Poland.
Yeah, we could do that. Well, so dude, let's talk about some of the lessons that people can use that weren't there, that they can apply in their own lives and their own businesses and move forward with. So let me first kind of describe what the summit is. Like, so basically, you know, Life in Air has, we have 11 coaches, we have 9 coaching groups, and then we have this summit day, a day and a half actually. So we have half of our mastermind groups meet before, for 2 or 3 days before, and then the evening, actually in this case, it was a Wednesday evening, we met up, had some presentations, had some breakout sessions, had some connection and some social stuff going on. And then that next Thursday, the full day, we had connection sessions, breakouts, presentations, mastermind, stuff like that. And then the next 2 or 3 days after that, the rest of our mastermind groups met. So it's one opportunity to bring all these people in Life in Air together. And like, by the way, there's not 10,000 people in Life in Air. You know, we have literally a couple hundred people. And it's a boutique program, really, really customized, really, you know, quality over quantity kind of thing. And so, you know, one of the cool things I thought was awesome, man, is like just the sheer energy and power of getting together so many high quality people like that genuinely are excited to be there and love seeing other people succeed was intoxicating, man. Like, and everybody's smiling, everybody's shaking hands, everybody's meeting new people, connecting with old friends. And you know, what makes it cool is like, they're all pursuing their own visions too, right?
Right. So what I love about that, the connection piece between everybody's after the vision, right? So when they're looking from that perspective, and the thing is, it's a holistic thing, right? So they're going after having great life in their marriages and with their kids and in their business and in their, you know, faith or whatever it might be. And I think that creates a strong bond. One of the things that I love about, let's say, the Life on the Retreats, because there's no judgment in that room. I constantly put it into the place that there's no judgment, what's said here, Stacy, kind of a thing. And I think that connects people on a much deeper level. And you can see that at the summit. You know, when people come in there, it's almost like they're family. And they were just, you know, we see each other and we're just connecting at a whole different level. You know what I mean? And we see this cross paths between the groups and within the groups, and it creates a really strong bond.
Well, we've been super fortunate to attract like the right kinds of people. I think this is a big part of it. Like, and yes, we screen for people. If you want to be part of Life in Air, like especially the Titanium program, there is a there's an interview process.
Started screening after I got in, right?
Yeah, exactly, right. And so like, so we are filtering for the right people, but it's just really cool to see the resources available. Like, and actually this is our first presentation this time. So we have a coach, his name is Ken Holmes. Ken started as a member in Life in Air back in like 2008, I believe. And so he's going on like, you know, a lot of years, 17, 16 years, whatever it is. And he shared like his journey and how the program and the structure and the offerings and like all the resources have just grown so tremendously. And he said, he's like, listen, everything you need is in this room. And he said it again. He's like, I want to preach that again. Everything you need is in this room. You know, whether it's crafting your vision for the first time or refining it to get a life getaway or learning how to build your business in a way that complements and supports your life. That's the business builder workshop. And you have your coaches now who you talk to every month, and you got your group, and you have like all the company wide resources. And like, you have people who are doing this and who are doing that. And like the connections and the people you need to know to be successful over here, like it's all here. And it was just really cool to see that and just have it be a reinforcement like of the power of that community.
Yeah, so as a listener, I'm kind of thinking as she's talking about, like, how does that relate to me? What am I getting out of this? So I would encourage you, the listener, think about the first piece that we talked about is having a community that you can connect with that is, there's no judgment for you, that you can step into the place where you can share what's going on with you, can have that strong connection. I mean, a lot of times people in life and talk about it's a family that I wish I had, right? So create some kind of a community. Look for that community that is going to support you, and that you're going to be able to be talking to them, open yourself up. The second lesson that I'm hearing from so far is, I think what ends up happening a lot of times for us, because we want to grow, especially entrepreneurs want to grow, we're constantly looking for some next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And that actually keeps us not be able to grow because we're like jumping squirrel from one thing to another, right? And when Ken talked about like everything that you needed in this room, I think what that means is that think about that ecosystem that you are a part of. Look within that ecosystem to help you get to the next level because the lessons, the strategies, the connection, the people are already in there. So look for yourself in your life to see like you're constantly jumping to one thing to another, and then having that kind of a, understanding when you have that connection, whether it's life on there, it's going to help you grow a lot quicker to get to the next level,
Well, yeah, you have to either create your own community or just jump into ours, right? Or find another one, right? That's great. But you got to, don't ignore this. Don't try to do it on your own. It's the hardest thing to do it on your own. It's the slowest, the most painful, it's the most expensive. So you got to get a community behind you. And so the other thing, man, that you mentioned I thought was interesting is like, so during the retreats, and this kind of came up, I spoke with some of the coaches about some of the shares. And so basically, for context, like, you go in this room, you have, I don't know, 15 to 30 other people there usually, and everyone takes a turn diving into what you have the biggest challenge in your life for the next, 4 to 6 months. And what's the one thing if you solved life would be like amazing, or business would be amazing. And the diversity of what people share is really important. And the reason I mention that is because, some people have a relationship issue, some people had a super tactical business issue, and all of it gets solved. And so, to your point of like focusing, you got to know like what is that biggest constraint in your life or your business right now that's holding you back? And then you just need to focus there. And like that's what you need to get help with. And that's what you need to like really double down on until you solve that. And not kind of like scattering around. Like, and actually, people misdiagnose the real problem all the time. And this is why, for instance, when people come to the retreats, we ask them, we call them retreats, they're masterminds. We're like, hey, give some real consideration to this in advance, so you don't just show up and something comes to mind. At the summit itself, I had a woman approach me, and she's like, hey, I need to learn more about real estate. And I'm like, actually, I kind of know your situation, and you don't need to know more about real estate. You need to learn how to focus and take things off of your
Simplify.
plate. And so people kind of misdiagnose this stuff all the time.
Yeah, and that's why when we sit down, we keep digging, right? What's the real reason why? So that means to you, listener, you gotta open your mouth, right? You gotta create and get yourself in that kind of a community so someone is poking at you and pouring into you to see what the real problem is. Because guess what? It's almost, I've been coaching since what, 2015, 10 years now. It's not the problem that you think is the problem, it's almost never the problem. So I think that's a really important aspect to kind of dive into it. And that's why these retreats and the summits are working so well. People walk away from them with having the real solutions to what the reason is because they discover, like, so that's why this problem keeps reoccurring in my life over and over and over again. Now I can make a different shift, right? The other thing
So
that popped into, did you have
I'll go
something on
ahead.
that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the other thing that I've discovered is that, when we were doing the breakout sessions, we had different topics for people to come into, right? Like one topic was
Yeah.
about
So I'll just, so I pulled these up actually. So we had these, we had breakout sessions and connection sessions, right? So the breakout sessions were masterminds around specific topics that people wanted to learn more about. And we'll talk about the connection sessions in a second. But the breakout sessions, man, those are awesome. And I popped into a bunch of those. And so we had one on you. Well, you facilitated one, right?
cool.
You.
Yeah, to you. You too, please do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Facilitation,
facilitate.
what?
Yes, two of them. Okay, let's keep example, two sessions, yes.
So I look, I'm looking at here, you, so you did your authentic rebirth, becoming the person you were meant to be. And you did that with Dobbin. And dude, very cool because, you know, and we celebrated Peter launching his book at the summit, which is really cool too. If you haven't picked that up, go pick that up. It's called Your Authentic Rebirth.
So, by the way, this is probably going to be the first podcast ever I'm going to mention this on. My publisher just told me I'm number one international bestseller now. So go figure.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. So,
That is awesome. Who'd you
right.
pay off?
The government.
Okay. So check it out. We had that session. We had self-directed IRA mastery. We had When the Roles Reverse, Navigating Life with Aging Parents. Now you can obviously you're looking at this and you're like, what? There's so much diversity. And like, yeah, it's because different parts of people's lives are needing attention, right? Then we had this one. I love this one, dude. This one's I had fun creating this title. Burns, blunders, and busts, lessons from deals and due diligence gone wrong. So people sharing like, hey, here's some things that went wrong. And we heard all kinds of like horror stories about people getting investing into deals that did not go well. We had version 2.0 of your vision. We had one on faith journey. We had success stories, mastering communication, how to have a successful, passionate marriage. Like, so we had like every listen, that's why it's life in air. And I'm telling you this, not to rub it in if you missed the summit, but like you have multiple parts of your life that all need attention, and you've got to make sure that they all fit together and that you're giving them the attention they need. Now, you cannot fix everything at once, and I'm not saying that. Like to what we just said before, like you got to pick one thing and really fix that first, but don't neglect these other parts of your life because they're all interconnected. Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming Business Builder Workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a 3-day event. It's essentially a 3-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpacked from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business. From a not a, a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event. Not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So, again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, and the thing is, what just popped into my head as you're talking is, think about it, a lot of times, especially as entrepreneurs, we think that if I just make more money, if I do make this business grow, and whatever, is going to solve a whole bunch of different problems. And these sessions, when we go and start talking about these different areas of your life, what we find out a lot of times, that is not the only path to solving those issues. Because sometimes it's, you know, it's not the money, it's the relationship with your wife or your husband that you need to focus on and solve it. So people went into that session, right? There's a lot of people in that particular session. And then, you know, and the thing is, what I love about these particular sessions, because what ended up happening, like for instance, in my session, so that was the authentic rebirth was one of them. The other one was talking about vision 2.0. And, you know, because a lot of times people start looking from the perspective of like, well, I hit my vision, I'm living my vision. What next? What now, right? And what we found out in the particular vision is that when people were asking questions, someone else in the room maybe achieved this and they were already hit that. And now I literally, one of them I said, well, just connect you two, you know, connect with yourself and start having conversation about that. And that is going to help you get to the next level. It's not me working harder, it's making those connections. And I think that's what really is a powerful aspect to that, you know, the summit.
So, and also, let me give you guys some ideas here for yourself. We had these connection sessions. We had two of them. One was based on the challenges you're facing now, and the other one is based on like what you're looking for. And so, as you're kind of creating your own community and reaching out to people around you or plugging in, like so, for instance, the challenges that we had here: time, freedom, and overwhelm was one; money, debt, and cash flow was two; scaling and hiring was three; vision, clarity, and direction was another one; fear, confidence, and mindset was another one; and then parenting and homeschooling. And then, you know, for looking for, we had like accountability partner, a prayer partner, business collaboration, funding or lending, you know, adventure partners and travel people to travel with, and then missions and charity, like in service. Like, like, again, these are guidelines for you as to figure out like what is it and who is it that you want to be around. And what do you want to be focused on? What do you want to be talking about? Are you moving the needle in the areas that are important to you? And like this is a huge part of like being able to kind of move towards your vision.
Yes, and I know we keep beating this horse, you know, over and
That's
over and
just a
over
weird
and over
phrase,
again.
bro. I don't even know why we say that.
I don't know. Okay,
We made
beating
that
this
up.
cow. I don't know when cows come
I,
home.
why would we have to be beating something? Like it seems like why tenderizing the meat? I'm not sure. Like I'm not, like what? I'm not
Okay,
sure.
I don't know. We whatever the phrase might be, use your own analogy, okay? Disclaimer at the bottom. But this is why we keep repeating this over and over and over again, how important that vision is. Because if you don't have that vision, how are you going to know what to discuss, who to connect with, right? And what happens most of the time, all we have a vision, quote unquote vision, business plan for our business. We don't have anything for your own life. And that's why we keep saying your vision first for your life, so you can have those discussions, so you can connect with the right people to be able to get you to the next level.
Last couple lessons here, man. I want to take them from our presentations. So we had a presentation on agentic AI workflows, which is essentially like using AI to do work for you. You know, most people just use it for like to write copy or to give you suggestions or ideas, but like you can actually have AI integrate with different platforms through things like APIs and stuff. And I don't want to get into tech here. But essentially, it can do things. It actually can do tasks for you. And the woman who gave the presentation, she said she was able to replace 4.5 actual high-level team members—not VAs, but high-level team members—using AI. And she built out some stuff for us, and like she used some. She told us how she's doing it, and that was really cool too. And listen, we probably need to do another session on AI completely separately. But like, this is something you have to embrace. It is more than here. It is like I'm using AI almost every day. And so like you just have to, or you're gonna be outcompeted in life and business.
Okay, so who's talking right now? Is it you or AI?
This is a hologram of me actually.
Well, you should have done something much better looking, man. If you're gonna go AI, make it better looking, not so.
I'm not gonna talk about AI pictures, bro, because like you know what I have to say about
Yeah,
you know
so
where I'm gonna go. So
yeah, I know
like,
where you're gonna go. Yeah.
all right, so we got that. So AI, you gotta embrace it. And then the second one, I love this man. So Joe Turney, who's given a bunch of presentations at Life and Air with Life and Air at our summit, he talked about the seasons of life and business. And I thought it was so cool because he said, you know, you just basically you gotta know. First of all, the seasons are inevitable. They follow a predefined pattern. You know it's coming in advance. And you might not know the exact time it's going to happen, but it is a season. Like, so say maybe life throws you a curveball and it propels you into a season of life you weren't prepared for, but you kind of knew it was coming a little bit. Maybe you weren't 100% prepared, but like, listen, we all know we're going to die. We all know our parents are going to die. We all know that someone's going to get sick. We all know that there could be a change. You know what I mean? Like, so like you just got to recognize and approach it with this like attitude of like, hey, this too shall pass. You know, number one, like getting ready for it, preparing, like, and Joe said, you know, he talked about, you know, the Bible. He says like, you know, go to the ant, you sluggard, right? I think it's in Proverbs about preparation. And then also like, just not making it into more than it is, like just getting through it. And also some of the surprises that, you know, he broke down each season is like the hardest work. You know, we always think it's the winter. What's the hardest season? Oh, it's winter. No, it's actually not. It's like the most work and the hardest work is actually when you're, you know, sometimes harvesting the fruits of your of all that work. And so like so it's just it was an interesting it's an interesting kind of like metaphorical comparison to like how life and business kind of work and like this fluctuation between the stages.
Yeah, and you know, I think that seasons conversation kind of helped open people's eyes to like you said, like the seasons always change. I mean, think about spring, summer, fall, winter. The seasons always change, they move, but sometimes in our lives we don't look at it from that perspective. So if you just hold on to that thought, you know, that season, if you're in a bad season, that's gonna end at some point. Now, I don't know when, but I think that was a great conversation because even after when we had a retreat afterwards, I had several people mention to me during our retreat that, okay, I'm in the winter season, I'm in the summer season. And, you know, and knowing that you can start kind of planning ahead, right? You can start, you know, if you're in a bad space, like things are very, very bad, you can start saying, well, the next season is coming. So let me start get out of my own head and start trying to prepare for that next season, right? So some great conversations, great shares, great you know sessions when we're teaching sessions, and I'm looking forward to the next season. Next season, next summit, and it's going to be in a year, but I think it's going to come here quicker than ever. You're probably going to have to start planning for that, aren't you?
Couple months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
Yep.
yeah, looking forward to it.
So hope listen, I hope this wasn't just us rambling. You got some actual value from this. You saw a few lessons or nuggets for yourself as you decide to kind of move forward with your own vision. You know, and so this is something like really like and by the way, if there's any way that we can help you in planning any of this, feel free to reach out to us. We also have recently made this available if you'd like to schedule a strategy call with us at no charge. You know, if you're looking at creating your vision or you want to get involved and maybe even join Life in Air as a member and learn more about what we're doing, you can just go to lifeinair.com/breakthrough and you can book a call, a strategy call to kind of like to see if we can help you. Hope you got something out of this, and we will see you next week. Take care, everyone.